recorded on the 24th of August, 1963. This seance was recorded on the 24th of August, 1963. Medium, Leslie Flint.
And how's all my friends?
All right.
People who have a form of that and still having calm and control over others.
Is it?
Sure, sure signs of progress.
All right, sure. I mean, when I can come down here and he doesn't upset me, then I say I am making progress. One time he used to get me right up the wall. Not now. I think I'm all the way.
You've come down for a progress report.
Maybe.
Progress in the outer circles, don't you mean?
Yeah, all things.
Been a few resurrections in that churchyard behind you, ain't there?
Is there?
Mm. Yes. Up our end, you mean? I don't know what's going on over the wall.
Oh, there.
You
mean the airmen,
do
you?
The airmen, you know. Oh, yes. We've had that stuff.
Yes,
I didn't know.
They're putting all the airmen all in one big club.
Oh, I know, but what you don't know,
yeah,
you
all
don't
over
know
the country,
they're
bringing them back.
We never go to the
ball,
you see.
No, I didn't know.
They're quiet,
you know, behind the mountain. They're good neighbours. Yeah. I'm sure the airmen have been furious about it.
Are they?
That's why I mention it.
They don't like being...
No, they think it's all stupid.
Yes. But then, of course, I mean, when you're dealing with human people and they don't understand this sort of thing. They don't see it in that way, do they?
Well, now you're talking about...
I don't know. Something and nothing.
Well, this is a very happy occasion.
Oh.
I hope you all realize it's a happy one and not a depressing one.
Yeah.
Good.
Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know. I think you are a little depressed in a way. You may not admit it, but I think you feel that you are not making the progress that you should and you are getting a little brandy off.
No, I don't think so, not really.
We've reached a sort of stage where we don't seem to see, you know...
That's a stage that you reached 2 years ago.
Yeah.
No, seriously. You don't think perhaps there's much happening, but a lot is happening. And I think you have, or should have had, very clear indication recently of certain things that are transpiring. If you haven't, then you are much more unaware than I would have thought.
Well, we know so much is happening.
Do you mean in the circle that you're outside?
Of course, in the circle.
In the circle?
There's a lot of activity going on.
We're not anywhere.
Well, I'm sorry, but it is definitely so. And we are hoping and we're doing everything we can. And apart from in the circle, there has been activity outside of it.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You have been making contacts and people have been coming to you.
Yes.
There's been discussion and little argument, but all very interesting, and I think it will spread and grow.
Yes.
I think we are doing quite well, and it will improve.
Yes.
And when you get, as you will get, results, as I'm sure you are going to get in the circle, then you'll be able to throw your hat up in the air.
Oh, we will.
You mustn't get despondent.
No.
Well, we're not exactly despondent, really. I think anticipation, I think that builds up a little, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's natural, but if only you could realize what we are doing.
Oh, yes.
I hope you understand. All you have to do is see it.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the work to do and the effort to make, and we are doing everything we possibly can. And I'm sure that it's not going to be so very long before things really begin to happen now. Once or twice recently, we have been very close to it.
Mm.
We're going to levitate the little apple woman.
I put her on the corner last day. I said, if you do that, put her on the bed.
The bloom.
I call her the apple woman.
The apple woman.
She's got those things. Are they blooms?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought they were apples.
Yeah.
One day she will go up in the air with her balloons.
Yeah.
Anything I hope, really, to be a little facetious. It's a fact that's where my head up in the air.
Well, I don't try to deprive you of something which is very necessary.
Well, you're not all that bald, are you?
Yes, he is.
What did he say?
What did he say?
How are you, John? We were at the wedding.
Yes, very well.
Very well.
Nice, very nice.
Very well.
Yes.
But I was rather surprised that they should ask about his father, because I wanted it to be a happy day.
Yes,
and I did not want to have to discuss something which was of a very unhappy nature.
Well,
but it was... You know, unavoidable.
Don't worry about that.
Expected to discuss it, so I discussed it.
Yes.
But
yes,
his father is very well and very happy.
Thank you.
It was very sudden.
Yes, it was a great pity it put a cloud on it, but we got through it all right.
It was lovely.
And it was very I see, Peter.
And now, Gwendolyn, you have had a very interesting trip.
Yes, I have.
I think you felt it was worth it.
Yes, I did.
Good. And I'm glad you saw Rishi, because yes. He is a very good, sincere person.
I'd like to know a little more about him.
Oh, a lot more about him. He is a very old soul. He has been linked to us centuries ago in time. Mm-hmm. And he is doing something today which is important, which he will see finished eventually. It may take a long time, but he will see it through. He has been chosen to do this work, and he is doing it. Not for me, but for humanity, for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope eventually we shall be able to enlighten him about this truth. But we must not expect too much yet. It is difficult, but he is part of our plan.
He's very sincere.
Of course he is very sincere.
Devoted to you.
Well, I'm not surprised in a way, although it sounds a little bumptious of me to say it, but we were very close at one time, a long time ago, and there is a very strong link between us. He doesn't understand it, he does not know why, but it is there, and it is something you cannot escape from. When you are linked with someone or with a group, nothing can break or sever it. This link is so powerful, so strong, you know.
Yes.
He is a good soul, and the work will continue there. There may be a little hitch here and there, but it is nothing. It is individuals who are obstructionists, but they will be removed. The man who is back of a lot of difficulty, he will come here very shortly, very suddenly. Nadishi, no doubt, if you ask him, perhaps you will not have to, I don't know, but he will make some comment to you in letters that there has been progress because of obstructions being moved. You will understand what I'm referring to later if you don't know.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes people don't realize that they build barriers and they themselves find eventually the barrier they have built is harder for them to climb than anything else.
Yes, it would be an awful pity if everything began to...
Oh, it won't subside.
Ah.
I think the house will be taken over eventually.
Yes.
That will be very nice. Mm. But I'm very disappointed about the old people's home.
Yes.
Because that was very important.
It was.
But perhaps something may yet be done later.
Yes, that's a pity about that.
You've got to remember there are two factions there. There are those, like Mauricio, who are very sincere and are doing things with a sincere motive. In every respect, and the others who are seeing my name as an angle for material gain, material prosperity. I do not mind, in a sense, but you know there are two different factions there, and we have two people who are obstacles, but one will come here because he's very old anyway, and it is about time he came because he's not a fit man, and in any case, before very long he will come through a natural course. The other man will move from the district, so it will all be very simple.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you this now.
Yes.
You don't know anything about it, but
yes.
You will probably hear about it. And sorry about the boys' club, because the youth, it is very important, I would have thought,
yes.
To encourage the youth in taking interest in things that are interesting and important to them. But now it seems as if it is a failure. But that is not altogether the fault of the individuals concerned in Castellaneta. It is an outside influence. There are very peculiar factions in Italy, not only in regard to myself, I don't only mean me or anything like that, but there are some very opposing camps politically.
Yes.
There will be big changes in Italy, as a matter of fact, extraordinary changes. In fact, there will be some very unpleasant incidents arise. I tell you all this now as proof when it happens, which you will read about in the papers, but there's going to be some. Well, I do not mean a revolution, but there's going to be some very peculiar things happen and difficulties in a political sense. But there will be a reorganization. There will be changes in Italy, very big changes in the next 2 years.
Because they're becoming very communistic, aren't they?
In some ways you cannot blame them, of course,
yeah.
But the church and the communists are very much in opposition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
The Christian Democrats, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's good and bad in all these things. What were you going to say to me, Lynn? Let's talk about something else, not politics. Let's talk about something, well, it is always important, politics, but let us talk about something that is more important to us, huh?
What do you think about the TV programmes and the BBC?
Well,
what is your feeling about
them? I think they serve a good purpose. They arouse a lot of interest and discussion, even if people do not accept it. It arouses their interest and makes them conscious of this subject and makes them want to know quite often more about it. I don't think it can do any harm. But of course I think the media must protect himself and not allow himself to be inveigled into this sort of thing, because it would be very bad, and he must preserve and conserve his powers and look after his health, and it would be very unwise for him to attempt to give a demonstration, which could well arise, such a thing could happen, that they would say, would you give a demonstration? Under no circumstances should be allowed to do that, because the conditions would be so bad and difficult that we would not be able to do very well, if at all. It would be better to discuss things intelligently if people want to discuss it, but not to try to demonstrate it, because it is not demonstrable under such conditions.
Yeah.
How is the book coming on?
It's coming along all right. There's another three chapters now ready for typing. They're edited.
You are doing very well.
Yes, we're coming along fast.
And George is helping you.
Yes.
He's very industrious.
Yes.
He's a very good man.
Do you know what else we're doing, I wonder?
The photographs you mean?
No. A different one, but it doesn't matter. You will, and I'll show you when it's done. No, actually, I'm keeping in touch with all the people who are interested in our work, I hope, now, by sending out a newsletter or a news sheet, if you like. I'm calling it Kelvin News. And all the people who are interested, they keep writing, say, well, how's things going, Lynn, and the rest of it, and I can't keep up with all the letters. So we've bought a duplicator and we're going into the printing business. We're founding the Sanctuary of the Ascending Star. We've chosen a symbol, and it will head the news.
Very nice. This is only the beginning.
Yes. The founding of it.
The printing press.
And we start on... Actually, it's arriving on Monday. It's just a little duplicate, and it'll go around... Well, there's roughly about 60 or 70 addresses so far.
So far.
So, I think it will keep everybody interested and...
There's a difficulty there, though, isn't there? If you start sending letters to all these people, and it grows and grows, what are we going to do about money?
I don't know. We'll start that when we...
We worry about that when it comes to that point. Right?
Somewhere the money will be found.
No, I mean, once you start giving it free, and then you have to charge, it makes a difference, isn't it?
Well, perhaps these people will be kind enough to send little donations.
Yeah, they may do that.
To pay for the cost of the printing. And the stampage.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
We'll come to that when we...
Oh, where is your faith?
Well, this is it, my dear. This is an act of faith.
I didn't say it was against faith. I'm saying about human nature, that's all.
Well, human nature has to have faith, even so. When a man reaches the lowest depths, when a man is drowning, if he has no faith that he can be saved, he will just drown. You catch it in his straw.
But the thing is, we've sat back and waited for so long, Rudy, so I think we'll move straight in now and we'll start the work. If we've got the place, we haven't got the place, but we'll start the work. That's just
good.
What it is.
Good.
And we sat, as I say, for 7 years.
Well, this is good news. This shows that you have tremendous faith.
I've got complete faith in you.
Well, this is good, because a year ago I thought your faith was lacking. But now you have come back to the standard of gold standard. Now you are really having faith, and I'm very happy, because I'm sure from the moment you all have complete and absolute faith and confidence, we shall really go ahead.
Yeah.
What about this newsletter?
Yes.
You are pleased with it, huh?
Well, I think it will keep... You see, the thing is, when people once become interested, I think it's a fatal thing to let it... die away.
I agree with you.
They come and they say, what is happening?
Of
it's better to
the
say
next,
there's nothing happening.
The next thing is you will be hiring a little hall every now and again for meetings. That is the next step, huh?
I don't know, I'm sure we have as many as we can for the tape recordings, but of course it's difficult naturally where we are. But Mrs. Clunes said the other day, she said, if you want a party of people, bring them up to my house and you can bawl it out there as loud as you like.
Good.
You see?
Good.
And we're going up to Kitty Reardon's next weekend, and she's terribly interested in bringing others in, you see. It's getting very big, actually. It's getting more than we can cope with, so that's why we're doing this. I thought that was the best way. And after all, I've got perhaps more faith, because now I see the book is taking shape, really taking shape. And I've got great faith in that. And that must go forward, you see. It's given me something to... practical to use.
How is the restaurant, George?
Oh, I don't go there now, really. I don't know. Since the day... Dr. Marshall told me to pack up. I packed up that night and I never go there again.
But you have been there since.
Only just as a friendly visit, but very, very seldom.
It's all right, dear. We were there yesterday, but he's not going back. He's not going back, darling.
I was with you only yesterday.
Yeah. No, not with me. Not with me.
We were discussing things. And don't want you to go back.
No,
to
I shan't go back there.
Good.
No.
No, I must never go back there.
Yes,
but he's
changed
premises now. Yes,
he's over the road now, but...
He's only got a little tiny place now.
He knows, you know.
Yes.
You can't.
Sometimes these things are the thin edge of wedge.
Yes, yes.
And I don't want you to get involved in something which, frankly, I don't think you should do.
No.
You are, I know it is a struggle.
It
I know that it is not easy for you.
Mm.
But you manage.
Yes.
And you will continue to manage.
Yes.
Until such time as you are placed in the position that I and others have promised you that you will be independent. And you will.
Yes.
Now, have faith.
I have.
This is the year of which I feel much will be accomplished. Even though the year is nearly over half gone, there are still months that are left which will prove my words to you that I have given you for the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, that's why I've done it. That's why I've gone on with it. That's why I started with helping you.
The confidence that you have in me is such that it will prove to you over and over again as time develops how these things come to pass. It takes time. We can only do so much. It takes time. But you will see. The proof will be there in every sense. Now, what do you want to ask?
Rudy, Mr. and Mrs. Green, they've given us a back word regarding we've gone down there on 8th of September to see them. And they have suggested that we write up for Psychic News an article on how our meeting was arranged. Would you agree with that?
Yes, in a way, but I don't think Psychic News will publish it because I don't think they will feel it sufficiently interesting. So it's entirely up to you.
Oh, you've got no objections to it then?
I have no objections to anything that may propagate the truth.
Yes.
But I also know that what you feel is very highly interesting, which it is, and evidential, may not be acceptable in a certain way to a newspaper.
No, well, this came from Mrs. Green, you see.
She she is a good woman. You're going down there in September to
see her? No, we were, but she's given us back word now. She's got a found another
appointment. She wanted to use your name, me, to use your name. You see, those two names linked together, and I didn't do so, actually. I don't particularly want to, Rudy, yet. Until the book comes forward, if you can understand.
Well, you know, me, as far as I'm concerned, I am not, how you say, concerned in a way as regards my name. I'm not concerned with myself.
No.
I'm concerned with the work. It is the work that is important.
Yes, I
know. The names, not the people, individuals.
No.
Which is not individuals that matter. It is the work that is done.
Yes.
And the integrity of the individuals is important.
Yes.
But the name of the individual is not important.
No.
The message is important, not the way in which it is. Comes or who says it? What were you about to say?
Yes, now that is bringing me, of course, but it's rather a long thing. I don't know whether we can cope with it today, but you know the tapes, when you come to transcribe them, and people go around and listen to the various tapes, you know there are questions which it's very difficult to answer. We seem to be the only ones who have got the true picture of how this communication works. Unless we're wrong, but I don't think we are. Now, we have a transcription, shall we say. We have the sitters. We have the medium first. The names of the sitters. The names of the communicator. But what about the fourth one? There's the phraseology. There's lots of little things. When you go around, you recognise this. And it leaves a gap.
Perhaps I am very dense.
No, you're not.
I don't quite understand what you mean.
Who is it that speaks? You see, there are phrases in some of these. That is why some have not been accepted very well, shall we say, because they can't understand some of the phrases. To me, it's perfectly clear.
What do you mean you don't understand the phrases?
The phrases of some of the communicators, that they're all different communicators, but they all use identically the same phrase to say the same thing, if you understand what I mean. Each one, you could lay them out, that they all speak exactly the same. I'm not talking about the voice box. I'm talking about the phraseology. It passes through a channel that uses the same expression over and over again to express the same thought. Now, why should this be, they say? Well, who is the medium on the other side? There must be a medium, a mind, that is the same channel all the time. To me, it seems very clear, but it isn't to people
here. But surely anyone listening to the voices,
yes,
if they listen to sufficient tapes, different tapes, must remember, realize that there are distinct personalities.
They are distinct personalities communicating, but there's still a very great resemblance. I'll tell you what I think, if you would like me to.
Well, I'm not going to commit myself.
No, I know you're not, you see. Now, that's what we're up against, but you know, this will come up. I know it will come up. And very shortly. I wish you'd think about it. You know what I mean perfectly well. And I mean, what can I say? To me, it's always been very obvious. But it isn't to other people, until they come to question this, you see, and write it down particularly. I've got all those four tapes there. I've got Gandhi, I've got Drayton Thomas, I've got Cosmo Lang, I've got Dean Ing. I could write those, I know every sentence. I've got White Feather and the Celebi, I know every sentence. Although in the context of each, there's a difference because it's coming from a different communicator. But it's the fourth, you see, everyone looks upon it as a triangle, but it's a square. It's the fourth corner.
Are you calling me square?
Yes, you are a square. I know it's difficult, but you know, I must talk this over with you, because to me it's perfectly clear, and I can't think why other people can't see it, but then they don't hear as many tapes coming through different people, perhaps. Neither do they write it down, perhaps. Whether your own medium knows it, I don't know. I know I'm walking straight in where angels fear to tread, but must you remain quite so much in the background?
You mean me?
Yes.
She's trying to say that you are the medium.
You are, shall we say, like a spirit. There are two mediums in this communication. A physical one?
Yes, but it does not do to tell everyone.
It doesn't, dear, but you see, quite frankly, it's becoming apparent. If they have any idea that such a thing is so. That's why I rushed in 4 years ago to Piers Higgins. I said, but you understand this communication, it's blatantly obvious. You're surely not going to hesitate over a plural in the wrong position when you know how this works. I didn't realise a man hadn't got a clue how it works, nor has anyone else.
No.
Nor has anyone else. I don't understand why they don't understand.
What people do not understand is that we have to work on a certain vibration,
yes,
which we have built up, which is in harmony with the instrument we use. And whatever comes through, it is as if it is filtered in some way.
Yes.
And, someone has to take the responsibility, and someone has to stand in.
Yes.
And for those who cannot give a transmission direct from their own individual sphere or individual condition, it must be transferred through another personality.
We know.
But the thing is to lose one's own personality and to assume, or rather to become the link between the other personality, to lose one's self. Right?
Yes.
On your side you have a medium who loses his own identity.
Yes.
And he is used by someone on this side to transmit their thoughts and their messages and their identity. But then sometimes it's necessary on this side to do the same thing for people from different spheres who cannot possibly manipulate or control or make possible the contact.
We know that. But we, quite frankly, I don't suppose there's anybody else comes here that could say, yes, we know. And this does arouse certain questions.
Well,
I don't know whether you'd be prepared to say this to, shall we say, people, the children of the light, for example, who are playing to the public, to other people.
They're not always ready for it.
Mm. No, well, look, the thing is this. If this question arises, as it will very shortly, I know this somehow, I just know this, would you be prepared to explain the system in which it works? You needn't say who the spirit medium is, but that it is used through a medium on that side. Nobody understands this.
No, but it can be explained if necessary.
It can be explained
if necessary. In certain instances this must happen.
Yes.
There are instances when it does not happen. There are cases when it does happen.
Oh yes, I know.
It cannot be avoided.
That is, as Dr. Marshall explained, when they impinge their thoughts on, isn't it?
Sometimes it is a combination of two personalities.
Yes.
But if the communication is as good as we hope it is, then the one personality is more or less obscured.
Quite.
But it is very difficult. It depends on so many things.
Quite frankly, it would never have come out without tape recorders, of course.
No.
No.
And the transcribing.
And the transcribing. You sound a little sort of surprised.
Perhaps in a way, because I would not like doubts in people's minds, but
no.
I suppose that cannot be avoided.
No, but if you understand why these doubts arise. Now, I'll tell you, the Cosmo Lang tape was only turned down because of two words. Peoples of the world. We all say it, Nigel. But evidently in some theological college it's not accepted. On that, and on the fact of stratus. Well, it's a Latin word, and strata, of course, is already the plural. Stratum singular. So they said he couldn't possibly have said that. But you know, one tiny understanding of that, and that would never have occurred. They don't understand communication or how it works. And in this scientific age, it does seem necessary.
Yes, I know, but we must also bear in mind that some of these people are looking all the time for the flaws.
Admitted.
And they're out to look for the flaws much more than the truth.
Admitted.
And if they can find the flaws to disprove that is what they want and nothing else,
yes, but
they're not concerned with truth as much as they are concerned with disproving, because it doesn't suit them to accept it.
True. You see, there was a time when they said the voice isn't the same and they'd have turned it down. Now everybody understands these voice distortions. I mean, there's too many mechanical things. Nobody can argue that anymore. So this is the only thing that's left. But anyway, look, I've put it over to you. We shan't obviously say anything.
Well,
we
I must bear in mind not to say stratus.
Oh, yes, I know, dear. But I wouldn't make you offer it in, actually, because it's, well, at first it's just wonderful the way it comes
anyway,
to her.
What can we do? We can only do our best.
We can only, yes, you can only do your best, and bear this in mind, because I know that when it goes into it scientifically, you will get scientific inquiry, Rudy. If you are ready for this and explained it, you needn't say who the medium is.
Well,
but that it goes through.
Well, I cannot help it, but I will bear all this in mind.
You don't mind me saying this, do you?
No, I'm pleased, because it is good for us to be told sometimes, perhaps things we do not realize ourselves.
No.
We must avoid mistakes, if possible.
Well, they're not really mistakes. A little archaic.
All right, well, let's be a little archaic. I don't mind.
Yes,
you take the cake anyway. I must go. My love and blessings to all of you.
All right.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye.